Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie, ladies and gentlemen, is the president of the Galen Institution. G-A-L-E-N, Galen Institution. Institute, I should say. She is one of the top experts on the planet on healthcare public policy, especially from a market-based standpoint. She's the author or editor on so many important books on healthcare, and she's our good friend now for a long time. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So, Grace Marie, we have the new administration. I call it the Harris-Biden administration. And we've already got a new bill, a $1.9 trillion bill that's passed and signed into law. It's money we don't have. A lot of people think it's about the pandemic, but only a tiny bit of it is. And a bunch of it, even part of the pandemic relief, is flawed because they didn't extend the PPP dates. It's just a nightmare on its face, and you've looked into the bowels of it. You've looked into the inside of it, and it's even uglier inside, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and it's, you know, Joe Biden promised during the campaign that his first priority for health care was not Medicare for All, although I believe they'll get there, but it was expanding Obamacare, and oh my goodness, have they done that in just extraordinary ways, and came, you know, right out of the inauguration. What are we, 50 some days into his administration?
Right.
This is a massive expansion of the welfare state, including intrusion of the government into our health sector.
Right. Give us an example. What are some specifics?
Okay, so the tax credits that people are eligible for used to end at 400% of poverty. That's about $105,000 for a family of four. Well, they lifted the lid completely, so
what?
That now anybody that doesn't have the offer of affordable health insurance at work or is not on a public program, Medicare or Medicaid, can be eligible for these subsidies. So we have now people making $500,000 in some states and some areas that have, as it's a formula, could be eligible for subsidies from the tax credit,
wow,
from the taxpayer for their health insurance. It also, and just for example, there's a my colleague Brian Blaze, who's done a deep analysis, mathematical analysis of this, we've got the paper on our website at galen.org, has shown that somebody making $150,000, $200,000, living in Arizona, where there's particularly high health care costs,
mm-hmm,
could get a subsidy worth $30,000.
What?
For health insurance from this. I know. It is absolutely outrageous.
So do you think people have any trouble seeing that this is just about buying votes? Because they're doing this with money that we don't have. They're having to manufacture monopoly money to pay for this. And doesn't even have a veil over it, does it?
No, and that's right. That I also talk about in my column that this was not even the pretense of a pay-for. It is completely done with deficit spending, all $1.9 trillion. And it is going to disrupt so many forces in our economy. This is going to discourage many companies from providing health insurance if they can figure out how to be through the rules of this thing. They're going to wind up saying it's a lot better for my employees if I drop health insurance and put them on Obamacare.
So well, I will tell you this:
undermine
when members of my family was able to go away from Obamacare to the temporary plan, our health care, that family member's health care coverage improved, the deductibility went down, and the premium went down by 33%. Just because
it's better coverage.
Yes.
It's a better coverage. It's less expensive.
And her doctor.
All Obamacare does is basically sending all this tax credit money off to health insurance companies. So
right.
Of course health insurance companies supported it.
And there's worse stuff
because
coming out of
they are providing.
I'm going to get Grace Marie in the next segment. I'm going to get her to talk to us about that, about the medical insurance companies and the drug company. She's written about that recently. I want her to hold forth on that right after the break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Coming right back after the break with Grace Marie Turner. She's a great American and she's our good friend. Gotta hurry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.